Blog Talk Radio.
When you're lost and there's nowhere to go, and your heart
hands and pray.
praise the God who gives and takes away. And I'll praise you in this storm, and I will lift my hands, for you are who you are, no matter where I am, and every tear I cry, you hold
me. All right. Welcome, everybody, back to Journey into the Light here. Love that song. And hope you're having a great evening here with us. And we got a great show lined up for you here this hour as we have our Psychic Roundtable ladies on. That's right. It is that time of the week as we bring on our delightful, sweet ladies who are amazing psychic mediums with great connections to the other side, and also a deep willingness and care to help you. And both those are just as important. So, at least in my book. So call into the radio show and then press the one on your phone to come in line. Okay. On the phones, the number is 347-884-8245. There you go, and we do have the contact information if you would like to contact either guest privately to set up a private session. All of that is on the show page, and don't forget about the link that's listed on the show page to help our Love in Action, our homeless mission that helps those less fortunate than us. It's something very near and dear to my heart and this show. So if you feel affiliated to Journey into the Light, you feel a kinship to it, it's because of love that's there, and because that's what spirituality is. It's not being a psychic or being a medium or being a healer or even a spiritual radio host. It comes with love. It's got to have the love, the foundation of love. And that's what Journey into the Light is going to be and has been about. So please, if you haven't already, or if you haven't donated in a while, please give, because if you think there's a whole lot of other people doing this, there's not, okay? Just a reality check. There's the link. Make a difference in someone else's life. So again, the number to call into the radio show, 347-884-8245. Press the 1 on the phone. Let's bring in both of our guests then. Let's bring in Barbara Safransky from Salem. Welcome, Barbara.
Hi, how you doing, Michael?
Good to have you here, Barbara. Doing good. And Carol Adams. Welcome, Carol.
Hi, Michael. Hi, Barbara.
How you doing?
Good, thanks.
We're here.
We're here. So, How was your Easter, Carol?
Oh, it was fine. I wanted to comment on the word spirituality, which you had mentioned, Michael.
Yes, yes.
Because it's used so much, but sometimes it loses its real meaning. And, of course, everybody has their own meaning. But I certainly, when you were talking about spirituality, of course, that has to do with Easter or any holiday that's been special over the years, but certainly it has to do to me with humanity and certainly compassion and realizing that we're all connected with our spirits.
Right. You know? I totally agree with that. Yes. We are all connected and we are all one,
right.
For sure. What do you think, Barbara, on
I think we kind of might want to bring, not only are we connected, but it is love and life that brings us all together. It's the understanding of who we are all and what we have to bring to each other.
Yes. Yes. I think it's important. Let me see here. We've got some background noise. I don't know. Let me see what.
Yeah, I know. I was just
going to
say that. Yeah.
Okay. I think it's on your line, Barbara. Are you in a quiet area? Or?
No, not really. I'm in another room. I'm away from my family right now, we had family to get together today, so I stepped away and said, I'm going to be with my other family.
Okay. Well, I can manage that. I'll just, when you're not talking, I'll just mute your lines, and then when you are talking, we won't hear the background talking. So I can take care of that, no problem. So let's take our first call then, ladies, and let's go, and we'll let Carol go first. This way I can manage the mute better. So area code 917, you're up first. Can we get your first name and where you're calling from, please?
Oh, sure, yes. My name is Tim, and I'm calling from New York City.
Hi, Tim. I recognize 917.
Oh, okay. Yes. Good to talk to you.
For sure.
So I think I heard you say how, you know, we're all connected to spirit. So
yes.
I'm trying my little regimen of 10, 15 minutes a night, starting off a little meditation where I'm just, as opposed to me always stressing out and asking for things, just being thankful for the things in my life that I have, and then setting the intention for my guides to just help me along this way, trying to figure this whole thing out job career-wise before I go to sleep and in the morning. I haven't been consistent in the past, but I'm trying to be consistent now. I was just checking to see if you saw anything as far as messages trying to come through or any changes on the job work front in the next coming months.
On the job front. What's your birthday? You haven't realized any. What's your birthday?
Birthday is May 30th, 74.
And the year?
1974.
Okay, so basically your concern is, I don't know if that's the right word, concern or curiosity, we'll say. I'm not picking up as much of a concern. Curiosity. In other words, what's going to happen to you, or are there any signs for you for a change with work?
Correct.
Is that what you're coming from?
That is exactly it.
Okay. Just from your birthday, and then I'll dig into it, you know. You probably work very well with people. And you certainly are extremely sensitive. You have Cancerian signs with the Gemini, you know, and the Pisces. So you very do anything creative? Write, paint, something?
I don't currently. I'm trying to figure something out as just an outlet, creative. I'm just really good with people and telling stories. I haven't figured out how to turn that into anything.
Well, you probably will, because you just revealed something, telling stories. Telling stories can then be creatively done, you know. In my book, I have stories of clients over the years. The Awakening of Friendship is the name of the book. But do we see any change? And you're all about change because you don't like to get stuck.
I've been definitely stuck.
Okay, so that doesn't work with your energy. For whatever reason, maybe it's just something, whatever you had to learn from it, and then that's a stimuli for you to push into another direction, you know? So we would definitely say something's coming up in the next few months because that's where your spirit is driving you. Basically, I think also that's just, your North Node is in Sag, by the way, so you're all about freedom. Spirituality, philosophy. You don't want to be in any box, you know. You need to feel comfortable where you work. Maybe you don't feel totally comfortable where you are now.
Not at all.
Okay, because you got, three Cancerian signs, meaning to me, comfort is a very, very big issue with you wherever you are. Work, relationships, whoever it is, the guy who brings you the UPS, I don't care who it is, that's very important for you, and you got antennas so you can pick up things very easily. So I think, to answer you, I think the passion or your spirit or who you are, just who you are, needs to go forward all the time, because I just think that's your DNA. And so I would say within the next couple of months, we would say, do you work with people now? Are you seeking something outside of corporate?
I'm kind of seeking something outside of corporate or something within corporate where I'm dealing with people.
Yes. People stuff. That's all about you.
Because
I think corporate is not you. I know sometimes we just need to make money, you know, to survive and pay the rent and maybe go out for sushi sometimes. But, you know, I would say to you for sure, I still feel that. I think within the next few months, but something that's not corporate, because I think that would enhance you more. So anytime, or if you have, you work with affirmations as well.
Yeah.
You do. Okay, great. Because all about you is going forward. Any affirmation that has forward, I'm going forward. I trust the unknown because Cancerian, that sign with the Gemini, maybe you'll trust the unknown. You know, you have some type of difficulty. I trust the unknown. I am going forward. I am working with the divine force. The divine force is comforting me. The divine force is my spiritual partner. And I will proceed with all the steps that God has given to me. And I will go to the finish line, you know, as far as going to the next step with victory, something like that.
Okay. Okay, well, thanks, God. You've been a tremendous help. I appreciate it.
Oh, thank you. Anytime. Also, if you wanted just to call me, 718-637-3203. I work with affirmations. I could give you some of the affirmations in my book. I wouldn't charge you at all.
Let's check with Barbara. Hang on, Tim. Tim? Let's check with Barbara here and see what she has there. Okay. Barbara,
well,
you there?
I've can't say too much more than what Carol has said, to move forward and to not really think of the past and to take it all in your hand and hold it very tight because it's all there for you. And I wish you luck upon this journey. It's going to be a struggle, but you can make it if you really want to.
Okay. Thanks a lot. Appreciate it.
You're welcome, dear.
Okay. Thanks for your call, Tim. All righty. All right. All right. Let's go to our next call then. We'll let Barbara start with this one here. We're going to go with Lisa in Arizona, I believe. Welcome.
Hi.
Hi, Major. How are you, dear?
Real good.
Do you have a question?
I it's going to be kind of a what do you feel, because I'm going through this huge wake up process and it wakes me up in the middle of the night with these great epiphanies that I can't remember the next day. And I can do incredible readings, but I really don't want to be the person that hangs a shingle out the door, you know, to do it as a business. But I'm really good at
right.
it, and I'm just wondering
yes.
what you sense as to
well,
what I should do with
this. Well, first of all, let's start off with your birth sign.
Well, I'm born on the cusp of Capricorn and Aquarius, right at midnight between the two.
And that's what?
January 19th.
January 19th, and the year, please.
1965.
This all means so much more because you're doing born in different areas. That was January 19th?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So it's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. So you're born in a very spiritual number. But that's something that you have to find within your own heart of where you're going to. And you've tried many different avenues, but the avenue that comes for you right now is moving forward. Stop looking. Now is the time to do it. Do you understand that?
That's what it feels like, yeah.
Yeah, you've got it all together. You've got the understanding of where you should be, but you don't have enough nerve to go forward. So you want to pick the place you want to be. I don't care if it's 5 or 10 places. Just keep picking the places you want to be. Send out the resumes, and when you send out the resumes, you want to rub it holding it, just hug it, put it in an envelope and send it out to send your energy where you want to be. And I feel very strongly that within the next 4 months, you will be where you want to be. It may not be just where you want to be, because where you want to be is not really where you want to be. Do you understand that?
Well, I don't know where I want to be.
Well,
it's
you want to be
the
boss.
I'm in a really confusing place.
You know, you're not. What's your birth sign? You put on my glasses here for a second. Within your birth sign, you have 9, which is psychic ability. You have very strong numbers, and you may not know where you want to be.
Mm-hmm.
But if you allow it to come into your life by sending out the project of what you would like to be. Now, if you want to be a teacher, which you don't want to be, you could send
mm-hmm.
out your energy for that. If you wanted to be a leader in some sort of business project, you send out that. And you are 2, 4, 6, 7. You are very spiritual, outlining places that you should be.
Mm-hmm.
And yet you don't go for that. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Some place that you could give to the world what you are. You're an individualist in all that you practice and all that you say. You're
mm-hmm.
very spiritual personality about teaching. Notice I say the word teaching. Teaching
mm-hmm.
to where you should be. So you should be in a place where you can teach others to do
okay.
what you feel that they should be. But you're not
okay.
doing that. So
not really,
Therefore, you fall back. Do you have any type of a college education that will bring you into some place?
I do, but it was in a field that is suddenly just repulsive to me. I wanted at one time to be a pharmaceutical rep, and I just reject it now. It's just...
Well, you got to go, you got to change. It's not too late to... Listen, when I was 54 in my life, I changed my whole life around.
Mm-hmm.
You have to look at what's right for you. You're in a
yes.
place right now. What are you in, your 30s, 40s?
I'm 52.
Okay. Now you want to change your life of what you really want it to be.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to be a life that takes care of people? Do you want to be within a life that helps people? Or do you just want to work for making the money in a business element?
None of it seems right. I'm in such a strange place. I'm in limbo because my mother is dying right now.
No, you're not. You do not want to come into a place that you like. I would recommend to go into a meditation class of some sort to
mm-hmm.
look at your higher levels of sanctuary to find out a place that you can get into your heart and say,
mm-hmm.
Wow, this is where I want to be. I want to go forward. Try that.
Okay.
You're in a life station of change.
Mm-hmm.
And when you're in a station of change, you don't know where to go. But if you go into a meditation class for at least 3 months, you will find it.
Okay.
Spirit will lead you where you're supposed to be. You have very high intellectual basis. You have
mm-hmm.
to be somebody who's above the other. Understand
okay.
that? Go for there and you'll find it.
Okay. I can do that. 3 months.
And I think that you'll be very happy at what comes comes your way.
Yeah.
When you take it into your heart and say, geez, God, I want this, I need that, do that, and it will come to you.
Okay.
Okay?
That feels right,
yes. And good luck to you. Good luck.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Are you serving anybody now? I'm sorry, your name?
Liza, I am. I'm taking care of my mother. She's dying. So
she's
dying, and I feel like I can't live. This is horrible.
Okay.
I feel like I can't live until
she's
done.
I think that's the issue. I think that's the core of the issue, you know, that you got Mars and Virgo here. So I think you must be serving somebody. You have a very creative and very spiritual birthday. What you could do with your mother is just acknowledge that her soul is leaving, you know, and give her love, you know.
Yeah.
The main thing is not to forget who you are and your next step in life, you know, your next step. Because I think you serve a lot and you might forget about your own self needs. There could also be a frustration within you. We all get frustrated that you're not going forward and you're not going to the next step. You got two Capricorns here.
Mm-hmm.
So I think you always need to feel or think you're going to the next step. So you probably feel stuck in a box.
I do. Yeah.
And so that you can't make the next decision. So I think what you could do is keep acknowledging, obviously, that your mother, that Mars and Virgo is serving, is dying. But, again, not dying in the physical plane, you know?
Yeah.
Not in
yeah.
the spiritual plane.
Right.
That she, her spirit is passing on to a new home. So you're relieving a little bit of the intensity of it.
Mm-hmm.
And you're allowing that energy to move on to God. And then, if with that, with not, and with that, keep acknowledging what you know what you want to do. And one quick thing, you know, you said you pharmaceutical rep.
That's what I wanted to be at one time, but I'm a different person since my psychic abilities opened up. I'm somebody else entirely now.
Okay, because pharmaceutical rep, you know, I'm not trying to dissuade you. At the same time, you are helping people, especially if it's a good medication. You can look at it ways.
Yeah. There's a lot in it that I can't do, though, as far as behaviors and things like that I, you know, I can't participate in.
And certainly look at the signs that come to you. Ask God for the signs. I'm stuck. I'm releasing, you know, the intensity of my mother's serving, and I am my own person, and I would like some signs as far as which direction to go in.
That makes sense.
Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I think that, you put the words together for me. That's exactly right.
Oh, good.
Thank you, guys, so much.
Good.
Well, thanks for your call, and I think we all find ourselves where later in life, you know, we find we're not that person anymore. I mean, I went in and, you know, for accounting degree, I got an accounting degree, and I found out I didn't want to do that. I didn't want to sit in a cubicle all day punching numbers. So then I found my where I wanted to, you know, do my work in spirituality and help people. So I came with this radio show, and I saw how it helped people. So then I prayed and I put together a plan. How can we make this something that I can do full time? So if you want to do something like your psychic gift, you want to do it full time, then you got to just learn how to market it. How am I going to raise money? How am I going to, so I can pay my bills? Because we all got to pay our bills. So we all have to be paid for the time that we do a service. So that's what you got to do if you want to be a psychic, is you know, and serve in the spiritual field, which you can do. I mean, you're the same age basically as me. So you're not too old to start, and you can do it.
Turns out I'm really good at it. I just don't I don't know. It just doesn't feel like I'm supposed to be the person that says, you know, for so much money I'll, you know, give you this information.
Right.
When it comes,
right.
It just comes.
Oh,
you know?
Okay. Whoa. Okay, on that, okay, I hear that a lot, okay? This is the thing you got to remember is you're not charging for the information you're getting. You're charging for your time because if all of us have, like, say you got a job or any of us got a job at Walmart, we would be paid
mm-hmm.
per hour, right? We would be paid for
exactly.
the amount of time. So that's what you're doing. You're being paid for your time. That's it. Same
right.
You know. It's just like a doctor. He has a gift. Sports
mm-hmm.
people that are really gifted, they're paid for their time. That's how what you're not. So you don't look at it as that way, okay? It's
right.
being paid for your time, okay?
And
because,
maybe that's why I have been given this ability, you know, so
course.
I could support myself with it.
Of course, and you
yeah.
and if you do it full time, then you can help more people. Just like I knew with this radio show, if I could do it full
mm-hmm.
time, we could help more people. So you just got to get yourself out there. Becoming on a radio show like this is awesome. A show that's established,
mm-hmm.
that's popular. You can always send me a message on Facebook or whatever. I'd love to talk with you. But also, there's a lot of you know. Last thing I'll say is there's a lot of Facebook groups, spiritual groups. I'm part of so over 600 of them. A lot of people sign me up, but yeah. But there's a lot of them that, you know, so you can be connected to a lot of those. Let people know who you are. And
mm-hmm.
so, yeah, that don't cost you anything to do that as far as that kind of marketing. So
mm-hmm.
anyway,
alrighty.
If you want, send me a message on Facebook. But hopefully that helps some.
It does. So. I actually feel better. I'm going to go and do both of the recommendations and then go from there. Yeah.
Sure.
Thank
okay,
you
well, let's know how
and...
you how you go. No problem. Always here. Always here.
Yeah.
Every day. So, okay, take care.
All
we'll
right.
talk to
Thank
you,
you
again. Right, bye-bye. That was a great question, ladies, because, you know, you hear that a lot about, you know, you don't want to charge for, a, you know, a gift, message you get, but you're really only charging for your time, right?
Well, much more than that, Michael. When you figure a person who's a psychic or astrologer or somewhere upon that, there's great training that's gone into this. I studied in England for 5 years, 6 years to become a reverend, and much, much more to become a medium and a psychic. So all this, and that's all cost us money. So when we come back and have to charge you a little bit of money, stop and think of where we went in our lifetimes to study to get to where we're at. I would never know what I know in my life if I didn't study or be able to help people. I'm an accountant by trade with a master's degree in psychology. How could I guide you if I didn't have all that knowledge behind me? And it's true of all of us. We have some training somewhere that got to us to where we are. And we believe it beyond a shadow of a doubt, or else we wouldn't have done it.
I agree. Carol, what do you think?
Well, I think Barbara made a few points that any time you're doing a service for people, you have to be also financially rewarded. You know, because we all have bills.
Yeah.
So I just think I don't. It's hard to explain it exactly, but you have to be you have to be rewarded, and if you don't feel you're fairly rewarded for whatever case, you have to move on to the next direction, as far as you know, gifts we'll say in spirituality. You know, you have to because it is a very. To me, it's a very beautiful service. It's very much needed now, more to me than anything. It's tapping into our hearts, the other person's hearts. It's therapy to me. I think it's just as important as any psychiatric therapy. I mean, I have a background also in psychology. But I think it's very, very important, and it needs to be rightfully rewarded, you know, not to be greedy with any profession, but fairly rewarded.
Yeah, because it all comes down to you've got to be paid for the time you put in. Everybody is. I don't care if you're an accountant or a doctor. Everybody's,
right.
You know, paid for the time they put in. And this is no different. And don't let anybody make you feel that way. If they do, then leave them. They're not doing you any service. And I've had to do that in my life of this show. You know, people have very negative opinions for a lot of twisted reasons. So just move forward and do what you know
right.
is right. And yeah, and serve people. And yeah, okay.
Always look to the higher element of why you're here in life, your gifts.
Right.
You know, and if anybody kind of punctures it, you don't take it to heart because they're not your partner, God is. So you keep
right.
on moving forward, you know? With your gift that God gave to you.
Exactly. Yes, totally agree. Okay, let's go to our next call here. Who's up first? I forgot.
I think I am, Michael.
Okay, let's go to area code 562. You're on the air. Welcome. Can we get your first name and where you're calling from?
Yes, this is Yvonne calling from California.
Okay, Ms. Yvonne. From California. What is your birthday?
August 14th, 1984.
Okay, and how can I help you?
Hi, I was wondering on how am I doing with spirituality?
Ah, well, that's a good question. Okay, first of all, before I answer you, what do you mean by spirituality?
I'm on the right path in life.
Okay, so that's what you mean by it, right?
Yes.
The right path, meaning the gifts that were given to you?
Yes, that too, yes.
Got it. Okay. Well, I would say just from your birthday, you have a very, very strong, intense side to you, which is great, so that anything you put your heart into, it's going to be very passionate.
Okay.
And you also have a lot of order to you. You like things to be in order, you know?
Yes.
And to climb the top, to keep on climbing. So I know you're Leo, but you got Mars in Scorpio. That Mars in Scorpio needs to investigate, you know? Needs to investigate to find the truth. Probably that's why you're asking the question. So just from your voice, I would say you are on, it really feels that you are on the right path. What's your hesitation, though? I pick up from your voice there's a hesitation. What's your hesitation?
Oh, I don't know. I don't think I have any. I mean, if I did,
you
I don't know what it is.
Okay, so then that's fine. I thought there was a hesitation. See, I don't know if your moon is in Pisces or Aries. If it's in Pisces, it could be hesitation. If it's Aries, it's different. So let's pass with the moon. But I think you are on the right path because I think who you are always needs to feel you're doing it in order. And if you didn't feel it was in order or your passion was not flowing, you would kind of, I think you would just heal it. You would know which direction to take. Are you doing something? You have a spiritual side, so I'm presuming you do something spiritual.
No, I just pray a lot. I'm not sure. I guess that's spiritual, but I just pray a lot.
Well, that's very spiritual. So I would say just keep up with that, and maybe you're going to explore other tools as well because you have the capacity to also explore other tools.
Okay.
Maybe even automatic handwriting.
Okay.
You know? Barbara, do you feel anything? With this lady.
Let's get Barbara on here. There we go.
Spiritual. Someone is coming forward. Someone has started out and it's gotten scared. It can't grab a hold of what you want to do. So I want you to reach out, take it, and grab it.
Okay.
Don't stop. Stop going into yourself and trying to analyze it, dear, because that's not going to prove whom and what you are. because you have so much behind you that if you step out and say what you are and feel what you are, you will be who you are.
Okay.
And I feel that by this time in August, you should well have everything under control.
Okay, great.
Okay, good luck.
Okay, thanks so much, you guys.
You're welcome.
Okay, take care. Okay, let's go to our next call here. We're going to start here with Barbara. So, Annette in Texas, welcome. Go ahead.
Hi, how are you today?
How are you?
I'm very well. What's your first question?
Oh, how did you know I had a double question?
I really can't hear you. You don't have a question?
Yes, I do. The question that I'm having is the basic question is job related. I am feeling like I'm stuck. Can you hear me okay?
You feel like you're stuck?
Yeah, no, okay. I can't. There's so much noise going on.
I know I have the same thing. What's the first number that comes into your head?
Seven?
Okay, what's the first color?
Beg pardon?
A color.
Green.
What is it?
Green. The color green.
I can't hear you. What's your first color?
Green.
I don't know what
green.
You're saying.
Green.
Green. Okay, thank you. Because it's not connecting here. Okay. What's your date of birth, dear?
May 2nd,
1986. 5/1/1992?
May 2nd, 1986.
That's 86, okay.
Mm-hmm. May 2nd. Mm-hmm.
5/1/96 is 10. Oh, you come in here as a very spiritual lady.
Yes.
And not everybody recognizes their spirituality that lies within them. And I want you to say that you're very strong. You got a green that's a healer. You chose 7. Which is a heaven, is the highest spiritual number. The highest number is 7. So I would say to you, are you in a meditation class?
I try to. It's hard with 2 children and a policeman who's a cop. I mean, it's hard.
It's hard because why?
Well, it's a hectic schedule when you have 2 small children and then your husband who's a cop.
So when you go to a class, are you alone? You have to be
very rarely.
You have to be. See, you need that alone time for you to go to a class to just be quiet and bring into you the system of quieting down your insides. You're on so much pressure that you cannot get to where you really want to be. So you got to step to a meditation class, a spiritual one, so that you can move forward, because your life is just spinning, spinning, spinning. And
yes. Can you hear me okay? Uh-oh.
Okay.
Okay.
Carol wanted to take over.
Yes.
We lost Barbara. Okay.
I don't know if I've spoken with you before, Miss. Have you called before?
Yes, a while back. It was.
Okay. Okay.
I don't remember what it was in reference to, but go ahead.
Okay. No, I just felt that. Anyway, to answer you, and where you're coming from, I'm picking up you feel stuck as far as with work goes. Is that correct? Is that where you're coming from?
Yes.
Okay. And
I
you're
do.
In a position now. Is that correct? You're in a job now.
I'm in this job. I just feel like I'm...
Right. I don't want to get the, you know, not that I don't want to hear from you. I just don't want to, you know what I'm saying.
I think the key with you is obviously you're Taurus, but you've got Capricorn in you, and you always need to feel you're climbing the ladder. And you probably don't feel as if you're being, you are climbing the ladder, you know? You know, because you probably have a strong, ambitious side to you that maybe got squashed a little where you are now. That's what I'm picking up.
I have.
In any. Okay, and then with that, you have Pisces in you, and maybe you've gone back and forth with the same question in your mind without taking the next leap. So you probably got a little confused, which we all do. But I think what the key with you is, and you can lump it or dump it, you know, what I'm going to say is somehow to feel that you are going to go to the next step. You can certainly would do what Barbara said with meditation, but I'm picking up might be difficult because of your home situation. However, when your children are asleep and your husband works, I don't know if he's 4 to 12, 12 to 8, he probably works different shifts.
Yes, he works at night shift.
Night shift, perfect for you. Find or create your own sacred space. You know, put a candle on, put some incense on, make it, maybe put an affirmation underneath the candle.
Okay.
Because I'm picking up maybe you're more comfortable doing it at home.
Yes.
So try to do it at home. Because I just think that you will know where you're going to go. You know, you need to be with people also. So probably where you are, well, I don't want to go into, that's the past. But you certainly need to be in a situation where you know there's movement, climbing up the ladder, and that you feel good about the people around you. I think that's very, very, very important to you. You got Gemini. So you need to communicate where you are, you know, or that communication is coming back to you in a trustful, honest way. So I would say for you, if you can, if you feel comfortable, is to create your own sacred space at home. I used to do that in the back of my store for 8 years. and I created it. And you can do it too.
Okay.
And maybe have it at a certain time. You got two earth signs, so you can do it at a certain time for stability, not all over the place.
Okay. Yeah,
and then
I understand.
You know, okay, does that make sense?
It does. I try to, because I'm Catholic, and I try to, you know, build, this is a new home for me, so I haven't been able to make that small altar where I have my small statue of the Virgin there, and then my crystals there. I haven't been able to do anything.
Well, then this is exciting for you. You can try to do that, right? You know, visualize it and do it. You must have a very, very sensitive and creative side to you at the same time. Write things out, plan it, you know, write it out. And I can hear your voice. You're also very gentle. And, you know, if your husband's a police officer, he's serving the community and he's not in an easy job at all. So to balance it for yourself and to balance your home, the sacred home, and the sacred space of creating your altar, and I think then things will become much more harmonious for you, because I'm picking up they're not now.
Yeah, they really aren't. It's all over the place. It's all, quote-unquote, sixes and sevens.
I can pick that up. It's bouncing energy. You're bouncing energy. You can also sage, you know, the corners of each room. Just take any incense. I don't care what it is. You know, and just light the incense up and sage the corners so you have no negativity or confusing energy in the corners, because sometimes they get stuck. Make that home as sacred as possible and your altar all about your own future.
Okay. I can definitely do that. I just need to figure out where would be the best place to put it.
The quietest space. And wood is also very good for an altar. Wood, because it's natural. Do you know what I'm saying? Not on metal. You know, wood. I used to do it on wood in the back of my store. Wood, you know? real. Yes. You want to make it as real. All the symbols around you real. Not a light
okay.
that does, you know, those imitation lights, a real light. Incense,
mm-hmm.
whatever you have, crystals, a prayer, you said you're Catholic, the Bible, anything, everything to enhance it as much as possible.
Okay. I certainly will. Thank you. The question, will when all of this goes into place, when I build my altar, will it give me a sense of clarity on
yes.
what, you know,
definitely,
and where I
yes.
need to go?
Yes, definitely
okay.
yes. Because that's what we're trying to do, stabilize the emotional clutter.
Yeah.
You know, and mental clutter. We're trying to get rid of it, delete it, so that it becomes clear. And it will become clear, because the more you concentrate on sacred words, it just naturally, logically speaking, it will become clear.
Okay. Yeah,
and even paint.
Right now.
Even
oh,
paint.
I love
being creative.
Yes, I'm very good at painting. I haven't painted in a while, but I've been wanting to do that.
Perfect. You have it in you. And you work well with colors. You have very intense colors.
Thank you. I think that answered basically my question. It's just, you know, a lot of the clutter's been kind of surrounding me, and I'm trying to move forward with this job, and then this, of course, this endeavor that I've been wanting to pursue since I was a kid. I'm just like, okay, what should I push forward with?
Well, do it step by step. Write it down step by step. You got Capricorn in that Mars. They love things in order.
Mm-hmm.
You know, every day put
yes.
you know the order of it. The order it on paper.
Okay. Okay. Definitely
you know?
Do that. Well, yes, ma'am.
That's true. Anytime you need me, always give me a call, 718-637-3203.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Okay. Thanks for your call, Annette. God bless you.
Thank you.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Take
care. Bye-bye.
Okay, she's always very sweet. Okay, well, I guess that is going to wrap it up there. Carol, thanks so much.
Oh, you're welcome,
here,
Michael.
Great connections, and yeah. So we will see you next week here. Hope you have a good week, and I'm sure Barbara will be
thank
back
you,
then.
Michael. Thank you, Barbara.
Alrighty. And Carol, hold on the line, if you would, for just half a second there. Appreciate that. And everybody else, Lisa Zaya is coming up, psychic medium at the top of the hour. So everybody redial there at the top of the hour, and we will be back then. Just a couple of minutes.
Magic slipped away. We find